Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Marisol Arboleda-Diaz, the Vice President of Gables Construction Group in Miami, Florida, and a prominent member of the South Florida construction industry. And Marisol, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I really appreciate your time and the fact that you guys thought of our company to bring onto your show.
Well, Marisol, it certainly is with great pleasure, and we're looking forward to knowing more about your company and yourself as well. So for starters, tell us a little bit about Gables Construction Group and your role within the company for starters today.
Okay, perfect. So I am the Vice President of Gables Construction Group. Gables Construction Group is a general contracting firm that builds luxury high-end homes. And we do anything from $500,000 all the way to $20 million. And not only do we do residential high-end homes, but we do some commercial work and we do industrial work. And I handle, for Gables Construction Group, I handle all the administrative aspects of the company. So that includes vetting our subcontractors, signing our agreements, meeting with homeowners, listening to their expectations and what their dream home is, and making sure that all of our subs comply with all their mandatory insurances, licensing. In addition, I handle all the functions at our office, making sure that our purchasing, estimating, and accounting departments are up to date in their daily functions. So I carry the administrative portion of our company, while Albert Diaz handles the day-to-day activities out in the field, not only interacting with our subcontractors, but also meeting with our clients out in the field and making sure that their home that we're building is meeting their expectations.
There are so many beautiful, beautiful high-end luxury homes within the Miami, South Florida area, and you're certainly a part of that beautiful growth going on out there, and you certainly are staying quite busy, I'm sure. Now, looking at COVID has affected many industries, construction being one of them. What challenges have you and your company faced, and how have you overcome them in regards to COVID?
Well, I tell you, it's really sad to see how badly COVID has affected not only our industry, but a lot of industries in our country. But the challenges that we are facing, aside from not having much of a labor force, is shortage of materials, productivity times, and delivery constraints. For example, I'm going to give you a good example, Eric. Roof. Roof seems like it's such an easy component of a house, right? Well, let's just slap the roof on a house. But what happens is we have a shortage of foam. So if we can't get the foam, we're not going to be able to put on your tiles. Hence, that will create a time constraint. In windows, for instance, we have delivery time frames of anywhere of 20 weeks or more. And 20 weeks is actually a good lead time if you could get it in that time. In addition, we're facing so many delays in our permitting. As the different building departments continue with their safety protocols in their municipalities, it's becoming harder and harder not only to speak to them on a one-to-one or face-to-face, but it's getting harder to move our permitting along. This has had a huge impact on time.
Yeah, I can certainly understand where there could be some great challenges there because of the lack of materials being available. Now, South Florida also has been the fraud capital of America for several years now, from what I understand. What are some measures people can take to ensure they are hiring reputable contractors?
Well, hang on, Eric. I am going to touch base on that last question you had answered as I was sitting here and thinking about it. You know, we we've overcome some of the obstacles of our delays by staying ahead of construction. So what does that mean? That means that we're placing orders at the start of construction as opposed to during construction. We're sourcing all of our materials ahead of time. For instance, something that we don't think about that seems so layman to us as an everyday purchase that we could just walk into a store and do is appliances. Not only is there a shortage, but appliances are taking 6 to 8 months of lead time. So long as we place some of those orders way ahead of schedule, which is not the norm in our industry, would kind of help us move these projects along. So now, answering your question, what advice that I can give homeowners when picking their contractors, given the fact that, yes, South Florida seems to be the major fraud capital of the world. The one major piece of advice that I can give them is to do their due diligence on the company. Look at how many years they have been in business. Do they have an office? Check with the Department of the Business Professional Regulation to make sure that their license is active and in good standing. Check their references. Visit some of the homes that they have built. You know, perfection in our industry does not exist. However, a company handles their obstacles in a project are important. Is your contractor going to be a team player? You know, that's super important. You know, are they looking out for your best interest? You know, I always say that picking out a contractor is like, it's almost like a marriage. You know, both sides have to feel really good about each other, because this relationship is going to last anywhere from 1 to 3 years, depending on the size of the project. You know, lastly, I'm going to say that this one is a big one. Do not hand over large deposits until a permit has been issued and mobilization is imminent. You know, I have found that through my years of experience, that you alleviate a lot of anxieties on behalf of the owner by not taking their deposits ahead of time and requesting that the homeowner, you know, pays for their own permit fees and that they're made part of the permit processing so they understand and realize not only how the process works, but the delays that we're encountering. You know, you imagine, I give somebody a large deposit and I don't get a phone call back, or I don't get a return phone call, or the contractor doesn't have a response as to why my permitting is not out. What does that do? That just creates ill feelings between the two relationships. So I always say, so long as I don't take your money and you are made a part of the process, you're following through your whole permitting regulation and running, then you understand and it just makes the process that much easier for them. So once you understand that part, I think it becomes a happy medium. People start to work with each other and under those circumstances.
Some real good information there, and also on how you're overcoming those challenges and how to defeat this situation of fraud there in all regards down in South Florida. Some really helpful advice there. Today we're joined by Marisol Arboleda Diaz, the Vice President of Gables Construction Group in Miami, Florida, and a prominent member of the South Florida construction industry here on Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Marisol, looking past COVID, what do you think the long-term impacts and best practices will be looking ahead?
Oh, this is a really good question. You know, I'm not sure if we're ever going to be able to look past COVID. You know, COVID has definitely made its mark, not only in our industry, but of course in our history. I don't think we'll ever get back to the pre-COVID times. However, with what we know now, contractors need to stay ahead of schedule. So what I can recommend is early ordering is a must before you need anything. But even with all the best planning in the world, you can be at a standstill in your project if anybody on your team, staff, or your subs, even your suppliers, get sick. Why? Because that will halt all your productivity, your delivery, and the movement of moving your project forward. So with that being said, the only thing I can continue to tell everyone is wash your hands and pray for the best.
That's right. You can make a difference just by making sure your hands are washed and pass some alcohol on them as well. That's some really good advice right there. As we conclude today, if you could give one form of advice to young entrepreneurs tuning in, what would that be, Marisol?
Absolutely. You know, one form of advice that I can give all young entrepreneurs out there is to stay positive, be persistent, and on schedule. How you deal with the obstacles will set you apart from the others. Recognize your flaws and immediately correct them. Success comes when you plan, you prepare, and you execute. I have lived not only my life, but my company lives by the 10 steps of success. And this that last sentence about planning, preparing, and executing are a major component in staying positive, on schedule, and of course, successful.
Marisol, really appreciate that concluding advice, a bonus advice indeed, and really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today on behalf of Gables Construction Group there in Miami. If listeners wanted to get more information on your company, where's the best place online to do so?
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you. You can find us at GablesConstructionGroup.org. You can look us up on your web search engine, Gables Construction Group, Coral Gables, Florida. And we're here to serve our community and all those who want to shape the futures of their new homes.
And we've got you covered, and we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience as well. Marisol, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. You have a blessed day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Marisol Arboleda-Diaz, the Vice President of Gables Construction Group in Miami, Florida. And for all the details, visit GablesConstructionGroup.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.